The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your
nose. Oh, hold it.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tongue, I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational thing to do.
By the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 12th of June, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malone, the Taylor Fine Armors, the Destroyer of Dragons, the Scourge of Sky Shrine. The reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, it's El Gajetta!
Hail and greetings, and I'm not dead yet, so don't try to put me on that cart.
Bring it, you dead! If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Okay.
You're still alive, are you?
I am still alive. I'm actually feeling a little bit better, even though last night I was on the chair.
So you don't want to get on the cart?
I do not want to get on the cart.
Don't want to get on the cart!
Well, this is something new. I didn't realize
happy.
That's for sure.
What's that?
Oh, I'm taking Trista through the hard instance.
Uh-huh.
Just done any of them yet. And this thing's got a timer on it.
Yeah, the easy instance has a timer on it.
Well, this one's the hard one, and it's got a timer on it.
Okay. Are you sure it wasn't there before?
I don't remember seeing it there before.
Hmm.
People in the channel can correct me if they want, but I didn't remember seeing them with a timer.
Elizabethan, says it's a new change, so that is new.
You know, so, they give you a certain amount of time to do this in.
Yes. It's apparently so you can't kill one mob, camp out real quick, camp back in after your vitality comes back, kill another one!
That's weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that timer got me. Couple days ago, I was tired. I was in the middle of the easy one, and I camped out. I came back, and the timer had expired, but I continued doing the the thing, completely forgetting about the fact that I lost the quest.
Oops.
So I got back out, and I'm like, why does he have a feather over his head? He should have a book.
Nope.
Well, what the hell?
That means you don't get your reward.
Nope. So I finished the damn thing, didn't get the goddamn reward for it. Oh, well. What can you do?
Could do it again.
Well,
then
I did.
Then you probably have to wait. If you do not finish it in the time, do you have to wait a whole day?
I don't know. It was over a day since I had logged out, so I'm not sure. Well, whatever's playing in the background needs to get shut off.
Eric, turn down the TV. That's the only thing I could think of.
Hmm.
No, they're saying it's like a 90-minute reset.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. The NC Wincy Spider is now open. Sarest, if you can give me the location on that. That's on the Antonia Bale server, Kino side. Roleplay Tavern, run by the Vagabond Knights. Go on over, have a ball. Unless, of course, you're an evil bastard, then they'll probably kick your ass under the table. That is 4 Bale Court, South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server.
4 Bale Court.
You were,
You
were in Soulfire the other night.
Yeah, I try to go to the Soulfire, you know, whenever I can. That's on Monday nights. Soulfire, recently rebuilt, redesigned. North Freeport, 7 Integrity Road.
North Freeport.
And yes, sir, sorry about that. That's 4 Bale Court, South Kinos, Antonia Bale server, under
The Spider. The Spider.
All right. So you can go there and get hugged by Laruk.
Yeah, some people thought maybe you were headlining in there or doing something special.
I was not asked to. I was not asked to, and it was getting a little slow, so I decided to take off and make more arrows since no one had arrows on the broker.
And that's another thing. I was going to go replenish my arrows, and there was no friggin' bodkins on the broker at all. None.
Oh, there are now.
I was like, I don't want field point. And I didn't see the broad point till after I, you know, got the field point, because it was the only one I could find very quickly. And gosh, maybe I could have tried those, but what, you know.
So if you're on the Antonia Bale server and you want...
If you're a ranger, what's your favorite arrow?
Rhenium Bodkin arrows. You can get some made specially by Jeffel for 22 silver each. Come on, put platinum in me pocket!
So anyway, yeah, I went back upstairs and went, you know, if you want to make a killing on the broker right now, you should go make some arrows.
Being told that we lost the feed. Hold on a second. Nope, I'm still encoding.
Your field point is good for tanks, because it's long distance, good pulling arrow. I'm talking about rangers.
Damage.
I am still broadcasting. Refresh on your side, please. So yeah, I took a look when I wanted to do the arrows, the new arrows, and I'm like, well, which ones do I want? Do I want range? Do I want damage? I mean, if you want, let me bring these up here. Examine product. I'll bring all three of these up so we can compare them. Examine product.
No, I'd like to hear from other rangers out there what their favorite arrow is.
There we go. Okay, so the difference is, and let's go ahead and link these in the thingy, in the chat channel. The broadhead, the field point, and the bodkin. There we go. Now, the difference between these is, if you're just going for... just all-out damage, you want the broadhead. The only problem with that is you got a 10% chance, a 10% less chance of actually hitting your freaking target.
No.
And range is negative 5 meters, so you actually have to get 15 feet closer to your target. During a raid, I don't know, that might not be a problem. If you want accuracy, you always go with the field point. That's 5 meters more distance. You have 10% better chance of hitting, but not as much damage. Now, I just feel for the accuracy and the damage being done, the bodkin works best for me. It has a positive 289 damage, but no penalties.
I don't know. I've always used the Bodkins.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
I don't know what it is. I'm just a Bodkin fan.
So, yeah. So, my choice is the Bodkin. Sure, I can get better damage, but I actually have to get up closer. And does that 10% missing, does that equal, you know, do you not hit as often, and therefore the DPS actually evens out to the amount of the Bodkin? Who knows?
I don't know. I know I sucked with the field point the other night. My DPS was really down.
With the field point? Well, yeah, because it doesn't have the damage bonus, and it's also crushing damage and not piercing or slashing. And if you haven't kept up with your crushing with your crushing weapons, then it's going to be crappy.
Well, thing is, rangers don't use crushing weapons.
You can.
Yeah, but we're... There's not that many crushing weapons for us.
I mean, you can keep a crushing weapon, a club or something like that, in your offhand just to get your skill up. If you want to do something like that.
I think it's capped. We're slashing and piercing. We're not crushing. They can't even look.
Let me see what I got here. Skills, blah, 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 blah. Adventure, trade skill, general... Harvesting languages, a whole lot of languages. Where is my... weapon DPS, blah, blah, blah. Where is my damage numbers? Where the heck are my damage numbers, guys? It must be under adventuring. Okay, yeah, my crushing is 56 out of 506. Now, wait a minute. Actually, I might want to work on my crushing. Because slashing only goes to 477, piercing only goes to 480, only goes to 482, but crushing goes all the way up to 506.
Not anymore, they say.
What are you talking about? Not anymore.
No, I'm reading what Chromie said.
Well, not anymore to what?
That there's no cap thingies.
Okay. But, crushing might be interesting to look into at this point. So, I am going to take a look. See, advanced search. Slot. Primary. Type. Crush weapon. Class. Ranger. Let's see what's available for a ranger under crushing. Is there anything interesting? Let's see. Do, 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 do. Oh boy, I can get a candy cane. Wow, there's... Well, there is a... Oh, that's not too bad. There is the Scepter of the Draconic Oracle, but I have to be 92, and I'm not 92 yet. I'll link that. The thing. Ah, bastard. There. That's not bad. I mean, that's...
Corny! What did I say before?
You said Chromie.
Corny.
Clony, yeah.
That's a kind of that.
And, there is the Corrosive Mace of the Wither Talon. That is also better than one of my weapons. That's not too bad. 30 plant to get, though. Let's see, I think that's pretty much all that I can use. Yeah, other than that, it's just the candy canes. From the looks of it. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Then it's just the candy canes after that. So there are a couple of high-end... I'm not sure about quest items. But I can wield that... Corrosive Mace of the Wither Talon. It does seem to be actually a little bit better than what I'm using now, so I'm going to go ahead and grab that for 2 plat. Let me get that. I'm going to put it in my offhand and see about getting my crushing skill up.
I don't even know what my crushing is. Hang on.
Yes, a tool.
Where do I find that?
Open up your character sheet, and it's under skills and adventure. Should be the first one on the list. Yeah, Ceres says, scouts usually use slashing and piercing, but if I know we usually use slashing and piercing, but why is crushing, why do we have more?
Well, I got nothing to do. My crushing is maxed out. Everything is maxed out, so.
How are you getting, you don't have any crushing weapons. How do you have your skill up?
I don't know.
You know what? You probably used the crushing arrows, and that probably did it.
I guess so.
That could be it. But I'm gonna use that. And oh, I see. Ceres says scouts got crushing when beast lords were made scouts, so we may have not actually had that skill before. Or that is the cat may have been lowered, lower before the beast lord showed up. I don't know. I don't know these things. All I know is I look neat. And I look neat because if folks want to look at this in their dressing room, I'm using that. The Skull of Empowered Terror.
Why does it look like a Scully guy?
It's a phantasm of some kind.
So you're running around as a shade.
Yes.
Is that
I don't know where I got that
title?
From. Huh? No, that wasn't station cash. I don't know where I got it from. Let me see. There's no trade, no value, form of terror. Let me look it up at Zam real quick. Skull of Empowered Terror. I'm not sure where I got that from. Maybe it was an LON thing. Let's see. Zam.com. Zam.com, ladies and gentlemen, a wonderful tool. Skull of... What did I say it was? Skull of what? Oh, Empowered Terror. There it is. Okay, where's that from? Oh, it's a collection item. Uridite Surgical Tools. That's where I got it from. Alright. I don't know where I get half of my stuff. The heck do I care? I don't care where I get it. Heck, I mean, you were running me through quests at some point. I finished some quests I had no idea I even did. Okay, so we have some birthdays.
We do?
Yeah, we got a couple birthdays. I don't know this person or these people, but they're friends of mine on Facebook, apparently. Barbara Beck and Rebecca Anderson. Mrs. Anderson. And for you lovely people, here come the birthday trolls. Birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday!
Alrighty, birthday trolls. Well, you know what?
What?
Last week, you were going horse.
Yeah.
You were going horse, eating hay, swatting flies with your tail.
I'm still fighting now. You can hear Eric coughing.
And I told you, maybe we ought to have a short show and... You're going horse. We don't want you to lose your voice. And you're like, no, I'll be fine. Let's continue. We'll be fine. What happened the next day?
I couldn't talk.
You couldn't talk at all.
Yeah, but isn't that the man's dream? Woman not being able to say a word?
Oh, but let me tell you, it's great hearing you whine when you can't understand the word you're saying. Yeah, I'm assuming you were saying something like, I'm so sick, I can't hear you, but I couldn't understand you, because all I was hearing was...
It was amusing.
Not really. I don't like seeing you like that. Was she my baby hurting?
I'm doing fine, and I'm not losing my voice this time.
Oh, sure, but now I'm sick!
I'm fixing you up.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel it. I told my supervisor before I left today. Yeah, don't expect me in tomorrow. I'm worn out. I'm tired as all hell. I'm not getting hoarse or anything like that. I'm just not feeling up to par. And I like to catch it early. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I gave you a whole bunch of good stuff to take. Oh, I do want to mention that thing. Did you know? Remember when I? Mm-hmm. It was something I just noticed on the broker not too long ago.
Okay.
You know, it goes up to 102 now when you're searching for items.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I don't remember seeing 102.
Yeah, the maximum level for the advanced search on the broker is 102. I don't know why.
Isn't that new?
No, I think it's been 102 for a while, actually. Because you can actually search for stuff that are level 100. So let me see. So... minimum level 100, maximum level 92, 102, let's see what happens. Da-da-da-da! Yes! Festive cotton candy, party poppers, basically it looks like any of the, it looks like, oh god damn it. Where are these from?
I don't know, what are they?
I don't know, there's stuff like pressed halfling wine, bristlebane potty poppers, beaver tail, cotton candy.
Isn't that from, like, bristlebane day or something?
Yeah, they look like they're from world events, but they're level 100.
I have no clue.
I don't see anything there that's level 102, but yeah, they're all level 100. So there. And, you know, guide items and stuff like that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Seresh wants to know if Abe Bagoda is still alive. I'm sure that's something we would have heard about. Well, let's see. AbeVagoda.com. The Abe Bagoda status says here, Abe Bagoda is alive! Woohoo! Abe Bagoda is alive. All right.
You did better than the average dude listening to cough.
Well, I heard you cough anyway.
Okay.
Whatever you're clicking, it isn't working. I can still hear it.
Oh, you can just hear me through the floor.
No? No, it's coming through my headphones, so. Anyway.
Can you stereo me?
Yes.
You're kidding.
So your on-off button on your mic does not work. I don't know why, but it does not work. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes, really.
Ooh.
I can hear
this
you.
This is not good.
Well, why not?
Because then I can't shut the mic off.
That's right. Now you can't shut the mic off and say something mean about me. You're like me. I can just shut it off any want, and you know I can just make mean and nasty.
That's not fair. You swapped things. I mean, what is wrong? What about now?
I can hear you.
Shit.
I don't know, hon.
No.
I don't know. Alright, moving on. So let's see. Incy Wincy Spider is open. We did birthdays. EverQuest 2 servers will be down tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. projected time. Pacific time. That's your projected downtime, 7 to 8. For maintenance. Maintenance? Yes. Any even maintenance, yes. Let's see, what else do I have here? This is going to be a short show. I'm just not feeling it tonight.
That's okay. We're struggling.
The Festival of Unity is still scheduled for July. I do have a link to the Festival of Unity Facebook page linked at the bottom of Kithacore.org. So you can go to Kithacore.org, scroll all the way down. We have a section there called EQ2 Links, and it's in alphabetical order. There is a link there for the Festival of Unity Facebook page. So there you go. Festival of Unity. And yes, I cannot wait for SO Emote to go live.
Have you been over to the test server to test it?
Is it live on the test server?
I believe so.
Ooh, then I'm going to have to update my my stuff. I'm going to have to update my stuff. Oh, yeah, sorry about that. The 7 a.m. to 8 a.m.
7 a.m. to 8 a.m. what?
Tomorrow. For downtime. Elizabethan is saying SO Emote is not in the test notes. So, possibly not on the test server yet. But I should probably get the test stuff ready anyway for when it does go live, because I do want to check that out. Because I think it'll be fun. You know, everyone's like, you know, oh, it's frivolous. It's nothing. Funny how people kind of bitch when they do something just for RP reasons, you know? It is a role-playing game, people. And I think it's going to be interesting. Right? Right, hon?
Yes.
I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. And we're going to have fun with it doing videos and stuff. Who knows? I might put out a video like Anonymous. This is Jethro Silverwing. For far too long, trolls have been allowed to live. That time is over. Anyway.
You hate trolls.
That's what I said. Trolls have been allowed to live for too long. Now that time is over. Apparently a promotional video said that it will be released on test later this month. Alright. I will keep an eye out for it. But I will update my my test server's stuff. And I do have a webcam, so let's try it out.
Well, I mean, if you don't have a webcam, it's just not going to, you know, won't turn it on.
Well, then I suppose it'll work with just voice, yeah. Alright, so, let's see what else we got going on here. Notes. I went to go see Prometheus on Sunday. Prometheus. Anyone
yeah,
else see
you
Prometheus?
Had a guy's day out.
Well, it was just a me day out, actually, because I told the boy to stay his ass home. Anyone else see Prometheus? What'd you think? I liked it. A couple things they made mistakes on, I think, and, you know, the only real problem I had with Prometheus was the same issue I had, well, one of the issues I had with the Star Wars prequels. And that is, if you're going to have a prequel happening before an established movie, the technology should not be better than the original movie had. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it really dates the first one. It really dates the original Alien movies when, you know, they basically just had Linux or something like that, you know? DOS. They basically had DOS.
if anyone actually knows what DOS is. But yeah, the Nostromos had DOS, and these guys have, you know, full 3D interaction, state-of-the-art technical stuff. And yes, I realize they were a science team and not space truckers. But still, you know?
Well, you have to remember, too, they that's probably what they envisioned when they did the other ones, but they just didn't have the technology
at
the time.
Yeah.
You know?
And the other thing was actually pointed out by the same guy who pointed out that the stars were incorrect at the end of Titanic.
Yeah.
That's Charlize Theron's character makes the comment, "We're a half a billion miles from Earth." Well, no. A half a billion miles from Earth would have been Jupiter. And they're supposed to be in deep space, so...
They weren't far enough out, huh?
No. I mean, even saying a billion miles from Earth would have still put them around Pluto.
Oops.
So, yeah. Length of distance, not right in that statement. We've got to get home. We're half a billion miles from Earth. Yeah. I don't know what unit of length a parsec is, but maybe they should have said parsec. I don't know. But remember, Han made the Kessel Run in under 4 parsecs, which made no sense whatsoever ever, because parsec is a unit of length, not time. Oh, anyway. Yeah, Clorny's agreeing with me. They should have either said light years or parsecs. I don't think a half a billion light years would have been correct. But, like I said, I don't know what a parsec is.
I don't know what a parsec is either.
I'm going to look it up. Let me see here.
I don't think you can come up to somebody and go, "Is that a parsec in your pocket, or are you happy to see me?"
Okay, how long is a parsec? Ask Dr. Secchi. All right, let's see. Oh, here we go. Wikipedia, a parsec. A parsec is approximately 3.25 light years. So a half a billion parsecs still would have been way too long, I think. So, yeah, they kind of screwed up on that line. Alright. So, other than that, I thought Prometheus was good. It was good. I won't give any spoilers. Not yet, anyway.
I hope not.
It was good. I liked it. I'm going to buy it when it comes out.
Did you get a new glue sticker for it, too?
Get a what?
Did you get a new Git Glue sticker for it?
I think I got a... Git Glue always does stickers for opening weekend, so I'm pretty sure I got one. And then when I came home, we saw Chronicle.
I liked that one.
I thought Chronicle was pretty good. I didn't think it was going to be that good, actually. But it really does show, you know, some people should not have superpowers. You know?
Yep.
They simply
should not.
Well,
that's why you have, you know, when people do, you have superpowers, then some become villains and some become heroes.
Yeah. But this definitely showed what happens when someone who really shouldn't have superpowers gets them. And this guy was emotionally unstable and stuff like that, and downward spiral, and just ends up killing people. So, not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. Really? Really? Is that what you're going to do here? You're going to yawn right in the middle of my show?
Sorry.
Is that it, huh? I see how you are.
I just took Trista through the hardest one. You know, I think they should have, you know, some sort of achievements for the quickest time of doing them. Or something.
Okay, let's see what Clorny is saying here. The Kessel Run was mentioning parsecs because of the Maw cluster of black holes that you have to have a fast ship to skirt the cluster. closer than normal. So what you're saying is the point of the Kessel Run is to do it in as short a distance as possible? Is that what we're talking about here? It's kind of like saying, hey, I went to the store. It took you a mile to do. I got it in under a half a mile. All right. Okay. So it was the distance thing. All right. So we took shortcuts and stuff like that and got there in a shorter distance. All right. So then maybe they should have explained it so people wouldn't give them shit about it. They never do that kind of thing, do they?
Never do.
I'm explaining this shit. But hey, we're talking about freaking George Bastard Lucas anyway. What an ass. Anyway.
Poor Trista's having a problem. She's trying to listen to us and watch what's going on in the OGR channel and talking to me. So since she's listening to OGR, I'll just tell her here. Trista, well, this is just the start. There's three solo duo instances here. We just went and did the hardest one. There's still two more to do. We'll do them in the coming days. I'll go with you. They're fun. Mm-hmm. And after that, then the quest lines that start up here will open up to you. And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But for now, that's about all you can do. You can only do one of these a day. And then hopefully she didn't get anything that she could probably use on herself. Maybe one of her multi-millions of people. She has lots of alts.
Oh, yeah. And I like Lyra's explanation. The whole thing about doing it in the shortest distance and stuff sounds like something they came up with to explain the screw-up.
Probably.
All right. You know what we're going to do right now?
You're going to take a music break.
We're going to take a music break. Got a brand new song, people. It's a brand new song. I like it. I think it came out really well. And it's inspired by the terrible times you've been having on raids lately.
I haven't had terrible times.
Well, you've done nothing but bitch about them.
What do you mean?
Bitch.
I was bitching about not having enough critical chance and
right.
Health and all this other stuff, and now I'm finally, you know, I've crested that damn plateau, and I've beaten the crap out of it.
And you know,
my health is up there, my DPS is up there, my critical chance is up there. Yep. You know, my multi attack is up there. I'm kicking butt, and I'm not even stopping to take names anymore.
And of course, in every aspect of the game, no matter how much we love EverQuest 2. In every aspect of the game, there is a pain in the ass.
Oh!
So, I wrote Lyric 1 about raiding, Lyric 2 is about roleplay, and Lyric 3 is about trade skills.
Oh, before you start the music?
Nah.
I just been corrected.
Nah.
That you can actually do the Soa Duo quest every 90 minutes as part of the timer added. So, in 90 minutes, we could do another one.
Well, there you go, then.
So, Trista, if you're up for another one, we'll do another one if you're still around in 90 minutes.
All right. Here comes brand new song. It's High End Narathion.
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields. Mass hysteria. It's mayhem out there.
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Chethel has released a new song.
About my mitigation. not in a jam. Welcome to yet another hellhole. Split between a rock and a hard troll. Not quite the plan I had today. It's a trial for an epic treasure. It's a chance to show them how I measure. If I'm gearing up for round two.
And we have returned.
Yay!
Yay!
Wow!
Yes, we're back. I received a text from my son Sheldon while the show was going on there, and I completely missed it. So I wanted to give a shout out to Sheldon.
Yeah.
I said, hold on a second.
What are you doing?
I couldn't remember his girlfriend's name, all right?
This is a live show.
I know that. So I want to give a shout out.
You can't put this on pause.
Sure I can. Hold on a second.
No. Everybody's...
Okay,
stop
so
that.
I wanted to give a shout out to Sheldon and his girl, Sierra, who are celebrating 6 months going out. So it's their 6 month anniversary. Young people in love. How disgusting. So happy 6 month anniversary to Sheldon and Sierra. I can only hope they're as happy as Elquin and I are. Even though Elquin has made me sick!
I'm trying to fix you!
Yeah, that's what they all say. That's all women say. I'm just trying to fix him. Mm-hmm.
No, not that way.
Let's see how it is.
I like you the way you are. I'm not going to try and fix you.
You better not.
I'm trying to make you better.
Yeah, that's a losing proposition.
I got you vitamin C with D and zinc. And I got you echinacea. And I got you vitamins.
Vitamins and juice. And...
we should be all right. You should be fine.
So you went out, you got all this stuff, but let me ask you something.
Yeah?
Where are the Filipino hookers?
I'm sorry, they were fresh out. I have a rain check.
Oh! Look, all I ask is for Japanese schoolgirl hookers. But no. See how it is? I'll see how it is. No one cares enough to give me some Japanese hookers. Domino will send me some hookers.
Yeah, right. Have her make you some in Minecraft.
Minecraft hookers?
Why not?
Oh, brother. Alright. I am tired. So here I am, sick at work. I show up sick. I'm like... you know, I'll go in, and it's Tuesday, there's usually, like, no work on Tuesday. That's the day they're going to send me home, you know? I'll go in, if there's no work, I'll go home. I go in, Nick's like, oh, good, Matt showed up, now I can go home. Nick's sick, too. Death metal
well,
Nick.
I'm not doing it then, it's just Washington State.
So Nick went home, so I had to stay. But yeah, I told Michelle on my way out, it's like, don't plan on me being here tomorrow. Which is okay, because Wednesday is usually pretty slow, too. So, yeah. All right.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not. You're laughing.
I am not.
You hate me! At least I'm not one of those whiny guys when I'm sick, you know? I don't whine. I'm sick. Take care of me. Now, normally, when I'm sick, I tell you to get out of my face.
Yep, get the fuck away.
Fuck away from me. I don't want you to get sick now. Take care of my damn self.
Well, last night I started having a coughing fit. I ended up sleeping in the chair and going into work late because I only got like a couple hours sleep.
So I'm sick at work. And da-da-da-da, hey, Matt, we need you to move the folks in the flood department upstairs. Oh, God damn it. So I had to move two full desks, three filing cabinets. Not the little filing cabinets, either. We're talking the big, the horizontal filing cabinets. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling great. All right. Anyway, anything else we need to do?
Not that I know of.
All right. Next week, we have a... We decided to retire Kiting Jethel, Kiting Elquin. We're just running out of crap to ask each other. Next week, we have plans for a new game. And we got to work out some of the finer details. But yeah, we're going to have a new game as of next week to give away stuff from the swag box. Swag box, swag box, swag box. And yeah, so that's what we'll do next week. We could fudge it this week, but honestly, I just don't feel like it. Honestly, don't feel like it this week, so I'm all right.
I'm sorry.
Besides, we have True Blood.
I know.
We have season 4 of True Blood. You found it on sale. Okay, okay. You guys can do this. Demon@kithacore.org, or you can do it on my Facebook page or whatever. If you guys can come up with 10 questions, 10 trivia questions, but, you know, if you want them for Elquin, then send them to me. If you want them for me, then send them to Elquin. Because we'll need the answers to these questions, too. Know what I mean? So if you guys can come up with 10 questions that we haven't asked each other before, then fine. We'll do it. But, yeah, we're tired of trying to find questions for each other that, you know, we ain't gonna, you know, kill each other over. So, but yeah, we do have another game plan lined up, so, all right. Okay, that's it. I'm rambling at this point. I'm freaking tired. So, I think we're going to call it. Say goodnight, Elquin.
Goodnight, Elquin.
And I'll have the short podcast up probably later tonight or tomorrow morning. Goodnight, everyone.
That's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.